Sit meditation and watch the in and out breath. We are breathing already, but we don't establish our awareness of it. We are breathing without knowing it every day, and the number of our breaths are reducing every day as well. Our life is lessening with each in and out breath. This is the wind element. The body is made up of the four elements. We call it rupa, form. Rupa means it has change as a normal characteristic of it. The form must decay as something normal. If we separate the form out, there is the characteristic of hardness, solidity. We analyze it as the earth element. Earth element has hardness. The earth element has various minerals like aluminium, which is contained in the earth element. A stone is earth, but it is more hard, and we call it a stone. It has solidified. The hair, nails, teeth, skin, and bones, we call it as earth element. Earth element has hardness. Here for the water element. The water element we know as the saliva, the digestive juices, phlegm, or blood that we know of. This is classified as water element. The fire element is the fire that gives the body warmth. A person of weak fire element has a body that it can be weak. To digest food, it uses the fire element. So this is the fire element. For the wind element, it is in the empty spaces in the body. These are the wind element, or the blood that flows to be used in different organs in the body has wind element as well. The breath is part of the wind element. So there are four heaps, that is the earth element, water element, fire element, and wind element. These four elements come together since we have been born, being a small heap in the womb of the mother. It is supported by food and oxygen, and the breath from the mother's body. It supports this small heap, and grows, from days to weeks, to months, to many months. Nature builds it. Nature is the one that builds it, and this mind comes to be born, and it attaches to this heap that nature has built. The mind attaches to this earth, water, fire, wind element, as us. It is the nature of ignorance to be like this. Wherever it is born, it attaches to it all as us. It is avijja, tanha, upadana, ignorance, craving, and attachment. These four elements have progressed and grown. If there are some deficiencies, then the symptoms of sickness arise. And at a young age, there is just growth, because there is a large reproduction of all the cells. And if there is deficiencies of the body, there is quick repair of the cells. But when there is aging, the reproduction declines more and more. The cells that decline increase. The repair declines. Then we will see old age or sickness. But here the mind has attached to the body as being us already. When the body changes according to causes and conditions, we see it as us. And does the earth, water, fire, wind elements have any idea of this? They change and decline and they don't know about it as well. It's not their duty to know this. When they grow, they also don't know anything. They are elements. But the mind that attaches to them knows. It knows it as being us. We are born, we age, we sicken, we die. It's all us. When it's us like this, then there is the cause for suffering to arise. So we must train. We train the mind. We cultivate the mind to have wisdom to arise. to be able to know in time the heap of sankharas, conditioned phenomena as it arises, because the kilesas, the mental defilements, arise in the mind. The eye sees form, ear hears sounds, nose smells odors, the tongue tastes flavors, the body contacts touches, the mind knows mind objects. When we are sitting here silently, we have memories and perceptions arise. Things we remember arise as being us in the past. In the past, it was taken as a me and mine. The perceptions that are coarse or refined are all us. The form, coarse or refined, the external forms, the internal forms, the form in the past, the form in the present, it is all us. There is the us in the present era. We are of this age, 50 or 60 years old, when we were 30 or 20 years old, or back then when we were a child, was also our form. Our memories, it is all us. If it's really us, then the Buddha asked the Panchavalkya, the five ascetics, is this rupa, form, anatta, not self, or is it atta, self? If this form is ours, then would there be sickness? Because we don't want sickness. We don't want change. But when we were a child, we wanted to be grown up. See, it's in conflict. We don't want to be a child always. We see those who can walk and we want to walk ourselves. What they can do, we want to do as well. We want to be grown up. But when we are grown up, we don't want to stop like that. But to not grow old, to not get sick at all, is this possible? The Buddha asked the five ascetics. The ascetics answered that it's not possible. If it's not possible, then is this form self or not self? It is anatta, not self. It is not atta, self. Vedana, sanya, sankara, vijnana, feelings, memories, mental formations, sense consciousness are the same. The mind can't be any other way. They arise, persist and cease. They are anicchang, impermanent. We hear this often. It is impermanent. It is unsatisfactory, impermanent and not self. But the mind attaches to it all as atta, a self. So it doesn't see the true me and mine. This is called not seeing the self, not seeing the sense of self, only seeing it all as a self. All things are me and mine. Material possessions are all me and mine. When these things change, then suffering arises. Even if it is small things that we own, when we separate from things we love, it is suffering. So we have to be careful. We can attach to anything, so we have to be careful. The mind is important. What are we attached to? Being attached to the house where we stay. The abbot attaches to the monastery, and it is dangerous as well. Being born as a house lizard, a gecko, or whatever creatures that reside in that area, the mind can be reborn as that. Monks attached to a beautiful robe can be reborn as a mite. The mind is very dangerous. Even monks having the meal in the eating hall, and there was the sound of a chicken, and one monk looked in the direction of the sound of the chicken, and Venerable Ajahn Chah said, "Oh, the mind has been born as a chicken already." I thought, how is it like that? Then, meditating and seeing that in regards to the mind can shoot out to the chicken and be born as a chicken. If one died at that moment, they would be reborn in the womb of the chicken. So we have to be careful of the mind. we have to maintain the mind well, to see that the body, this material and mental phenomena, is not self. Then we will see the self according to the truth that the Buddha taught the five ascetics, and they could see the Dhamma. And the Buddha further taught them into it being not self. They had the appropriate level of wisdom, so they saw and attained to the Dhamma. They could become enlightened as arahants. So we are currently in training, so it's difficult for us to see into conventions according to the truth, which is the mind becoming liberated from it. But we come to train in it. We train from dana, generosity, which we have already trained in. We train the mind. We have sila, morality. Sitting here we have sila and samadhi, concentration. There is a mind that is thinking, the mind that is all over the place. So we train in samadhi. So it gets some stillness. We train in it. We train in contemplation. This body is not us. We teach it like this. The body is the four elements. The earth, water, fire, wind elements decay and break apart. The breath ceases and we die. It changes and decays. We discard the body and it decays slowly. These days we cremate the body. It decays quickly. There is no self that is left. Where is the self? When the breath is gone, we can't have the body anymore. It's given back to the world. It's full of sicknesses. We can't even discard it, because it rots and smells putrid. There are many bacteria and sicknesses in it. We have to destroy it. We cremate it. It's gone. The water is gone. The earth is gone. The fire is gone. And we use a lot of fire to make the body decay, to be left with just ash. Just with the end of the breath, then nothing is left. So watching the in and out breath, in the beginning is samatha kamatana, tranquility meditation. We see the arising, persisting, and ceasing of the breath. That when there is the breath in and not the out breath, it is death. If the breath goes out and doesn't come in, it is death. This life is just with this small breath. It is fortunate that having been born, that we have enough breath so that we can live our lives. But what we need to search for is finding water, food, shelter, medicines to treat sicknesses. But the requisite of this breath that we need constantly is given to us already. So we are fortunate. If we needed to find the breath, then it would be difficult to live in this world because we breathe constantly. So we see the value of the breath that we have. If we have a breath, then we train in having mindfulness. We can see that these days many people are breathing. But Venerable Ajahn Chah said that there aren't living people, but dead people. One type of dead person is the one whose breath has ceased. They are dead in the body. But death of the mind is not having mindfulness, clear comprehension, and wisdom. That is one who is dead already. They don't have mindfulness. They are heedless. So when it's like this, we need to train. Okay, we won't be heedless. We give it effort. When we travel near or far away, whenever we have free time, then we will watch the in and out breath. We put down the mobile phones. Because these days in society, finding one person who can just sit still is hard to find. We can train in an easy way. We notice that whenever we are free, the mind goes to the phone. There is a desire to see or know this or that. Did someone send us a message? This is all about self. We open to read various stories or information. it's all about a sense of self again. We look at it and we can't stop. It flows to all about the self, and time is gone, whilst the bodily aggregates are decaying, decaying. The Buddha asked us, "What are you doing right now?" These days we may answer, "We are looking at our phones. We are checking our LINE or Facebook and so on. Mindfulness is gone." But we say that we have no time to meditate. We aren't interested. This is someone who is dead already. But if for one practicing Dhamma, then we have to be very careful and look at it as little as possible, because that which we come to know from it cannot overcome our suffering. It can't solve our suffering. We can have sufficient education and knowledge, but we need to have the time to train the mind a lot. We need to have mindfulness with us a lot, as much as possible. Like this, then we can have samadhi, we can have the wisdom to know and see the Dhamma. So may you be determined to develop mindfulness and meditation. May you all have happiness and prosperity. May you understand, know and see the Dhamma. May you see the four elements, the earth, water, fire, wind elements, as not being us, not a self. That feelings, memories, mental formations, consciousness is not us. And be able to let go of it somewhat, then you will gradually gain wisdom, and ultimately you will all see the Dhamma.